Hello, listeners. My name is Solomon Amuzu, Ghana. It is a happy moment to see you back again with the permaculture segment. Recharging groundwater is the topic for today. Water is an important factor to consider before beginning any permaculture or a farm design. Groundwater recharge is an important part of the hydrologic cycle in which water from the surface works its way into the subsurface, replenishing groundwater supply. It can be difficult to estimate groundwater recharge rates because it is challenging to track the amount of water which returns to subsurface water supplies. Although several different techniques can be used to arrive at estimates, it is important to understand how much water is entering a supply of groundwater, as this influences how much water can safely be taken from groundwater supply for human use. In nature, recharge is supplied by rain, snow melt, rivers, lakes, and streams, while some surface water evaporates or works its way into another watershed. Other water trickles through the earth, gradually meeting up with a supply of water below the surface. It can take a long time for a groundwater to build, or they can be replenished very quickly, depending on a variety of environmental factors. In permaculture, we can also create groundwater recharge. We can reintroduce water to the ground with techniques such as swales or dams to restore groundwater to a previous level or to keep groundwater levels stable for a farm use. These techniques is used in areas where groundwater supplies are heavily utilized and farmers are worried about dropping water table, an accumulation of salt in the soil, or about running out of water entirely. The earth is also one of the available places to store water. So, groundwater recharge is utilized as a storage technique. A number of things can impair this process. If groundwater supplies are overutilized, recharging will not make up for the water which is taken, which lowers the water table. As the water table drops, wells may go dry as well as subsurface water. We therefore need to make the appropriate designs that will ensure continuous water supply for our farm operations. Thank you for listening. Catch you up again with the permaculture segment. Bye for now.